Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so please tell everyone. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. It is 10 o'clock sharp here. Now, this show is brought to you by Organic OK. And now I'm about to tell you, I'm about to spin you a tale of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Hope for redemption. I ran my whole life. There were too many things that were wrong with me. I used to think I was just in some bad environments, and I was. I was right. But the problem is I was just broken. From the time I was a little kid, I have this horrible condition. I can't stop talking, mumbling. There's just too much energy. Oh, sure, exercise helps. Staying away from stimulants helps. Medication helps. But it doesn't cure. I've spent so much of my life just trying to hide the demon. Spent most of my time running in isolation. The funny thing is, I never really basically, even when I was in certain environments, I was never the kind of guy who basically hung out with an exact circle, you know, an exact clique. I never really truly did that because, here's the thing, because of where I acquired myself, people would really kind of like me, tolerate me at least, in really small doses. But then when I was around, I would start to Tourette. I would start talking too much, certain things. I would start mumbling or jerking or whatever. It was a bitch. Whenever I was in anything, after a while, they would just get sick of me. It wasn't even the longest time. I recently went to a bar for New Year's Eve. I'm the kind of person who basically feels like, here's the thing, I don't want to be a bar fly. I don't want to be a guy who basically, you know, the kind of guy who spends more time in a certain bar than in his own apartment. Don't want to be that guy. But you know what? There was one bar I hadn't been in there in a while. I went in there. I played it very cool. I was very calm. Chewed a lot of gum so I wouldn't do anything that might be considered wrong or whatever. I was in control. I had release, so to speak. But even without doing anything, the bartender went over there and harassed me. Threatened me to behave myself. What the hell? I hadn't done anything. You may think I'm making this up and embellishing. It's like, you didn't want to consider that, right? Like, he would just harass you like that for no reason? I want to say something, just a stupid thing to say to somebody, to come up to someone and say, just behave yourself, don't act up. Did he say this to every patron? If he did, how did he have any patrons? I don't know. I don't know. I learned that basically no matter where you go, you have to behave accordingly. So look forward to the playground. It's one thing for everyone to play, but sooner or later there's going to be some kid who's going to want to get violent, who's going to want to fight, knock you down, whatever. You know what? It's a rite of passage. From the moment you're basically taken out of the womb, you should cry. You have to cry. You got to cry as much as possible so then you learn not to really cry when you're an adult. I know, it seems like only women are allowed to cry. But you don't want to ever be the type of person that cries. Don't cry. Just keep moving. Can't afford to have a weakness in life. Superman had his kryptonite. You gotta be more than Superman, dude. You gotta not have an Achilles heel. Anyway, when I was at this bar for New Year's Eve, I did nothing. I behaved myself. And yet still a cop went in there to harass me. When I refused to talk to him, he grabbed my arms from behind and cuffed me and held me down. He questioned me, interrogated me. I'm serious, I'm not making this up. And the messed up thing was, he claimed to say, I wouldn't have done it knowing you were handicapped, but I need to see some ID. He wanted to know my name, he wanted my profile. They always do. And he told me to, basically, bartender says, get out of here and don't come back. I had done nothing. I committed no crime. All this was because the bartender had seen me before and was afraid that I would act oddly. Let me start by saying that I was not a regular in this bar. I hadn't been there. I really hadn't. I've been there once, and it was also on New Year's Eve. Later on in my own neighborhood, one of the locals from the park said that his father was the manager there and saw me there and mentioned me by name. This was unsettling. I never gave anybody my name. I didn't want to tell my parents what had happened. I was afraid they'd scream at me just for being... Sometimes your parents will punish you. They will punish the victim. I remember some guy basically say his parents were like that because they really couldn't do anything else. I don't know. What did I learn? I learned that sometimes you can do nothing wrong and still be a victim. Well, that even when sometimes your condition, sometimes they just profile you. I need to get out of this town. And I need to learn, I need to go someplace a little bit more interesting for New Year's. I also learned not to share with my family. The messed up thing is I learned this throughout my whole life. I told you about the babysitting service, if you want to call it that, that I went through most of my childhood. Told you about the bad school environment that I went to. But my parents, if you knew them, they had this philosophy of punishing the victim. Well, they couldn't go yell at them, could they? If I was basically at a bank, a robber came in there, and just to prove he was serious, just let everyone know he meant business, he shot me. When I came to him in the hospital, my mother would be mad at me for getting in the bullet's way. They always said this so they could say, at least they did something. I'm not going to pretend I was always innocent, but that time in the bar, that time I was. It was so angry, so frustrating. So much that I broke my sobriety. Shattered it. I got really wasted for New Year's. I got so angry. You know what else? Went online and trashed that bar. But I made a point to drink with the others, the locals. We all drank hard that night, but I put away more than most. It was a great feeling. Great way to basically begin the new year. We celebrated out there hard. You know what was messed up? You guessed it. By January 1st, I had my face in the toilet, puking it all. Oh, well, there was bound to be a consequence. Everything has consequences. I realized that basically it was the start of a new year, a new life. And I knew my parents would be furious at me just for being arrested and being harassed in that bar, even though I'd done absolutely nothing. So what did I do? I made a point just not to tell them. But when I threw up so much, when I was pissing in a way that was basically, when I urinated so much, my father finally asked me, why did you drink again? You were sober for a while. What made you break it? What happened? I didn't want to tell him. I wanted to vent about what had happened to me. I wanted to release. I need to stop telling my family my problems. They're not going to make them any better. Why is it every single time something happens to me, I have this need to... It's the most messed up thing. I never really could keep a secret. Something happens, I talk, I vent about it, I reenact it, whatever. And if I refuse to talk, if I hold it in, well, that thing with holding back, holding in a Tourette, dude, there's this exploding pain in your head, exploding internally. You wish it would explode externally. You wish your head would just blow up. You wish it would. You wish. But it's not going to. That'd be too kind. You just keep right on suffering. Even after it was over, I went, how the fuck did they know my name? I never told them my name. I did wear an ID badge, handicapped, but there was a different name on it. More on that later. I never told them my name. And I hadn't been in there regularly. How did they know me? Why did they profile me like that? I committed no crime, no nothing, and I still got in trouble. Story of my life. Okay, there were times when I did cause trouble. When I did make things, I don't know. But I hadn't that time. In a way, I was tired of trying. Just tired. Everybody has a few defects. Why did I have all so many? No one should have to live like this. Most of my life, I didn't know really what was wrong with me because, well, medical science hadn't really pinpointed the cause yet. I went to a bunch of doctors, and a lot of them gave different diagnoses. That's the thing, dude. Not everyone catches on. Medicine used to be very disjointed. But eventually I was correctly diagnosed. It was comforting to know what I had, but at the same time, it still wasn't a cure. Still waiting for science to come up with that. It hasn't. Looking around, I don't know if things ever will. Once again, my father looked at me. Why did you drink again? I didn't want to tell him. Maybe it'd be good to vent. Maybe understand that I didn't actually do anything. He led me to his bedroom. What happened, he told me. Why did I bother telling them? I knew what they were like. I know how they always are. Yeah. And I realized it's the same reason that basically people get married, even though that's why that you basically... A husband and wife can maybe tell each other this crap, even though none of them's going to they might not even make it better or do much about it. They can make it worse. But you just want someone to care about your problems. Yeesh. Women are mostly attracted to guys who don't have problems. The less they have, the better. Even though she may be nothing but problems. I told my father what had happened. I told him everything. You guessed it, he was angry at me. What is the matter with you? He said to me. You think that life is a movie? He likes saying that line a lot. He said it at random, even when the situation didn't really call for it. I wanted to ask him if he thought life was a movie. It's like a catchphrase, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's I'll be back or hasta la vista, baby. He said when the situation didn't call for it. He would scream at me, why don't you get it? He screamed at me. You cause problems wherever you go. And to mess things up in that bar. But what's wrong with you? You can't be an adult. 3 seconds. Think about your parents for a second. Aren't they all like this? Sometimes they're so bad at basically solving problems, basically, so you'll learn to solve your own. Finally, I had enough. We had had this sort of thing. He had screamed these same things at me so many times. He seemed to say them every opportunity he got, no matter what. Finally, I was fed up with it. And my New Year's resolution? I said I wouldn't tell him anything. Why did I agree not to tell him anything? Because I knew he'd just punish the victim. I knew. I wish I had done something to justify this. But no, sometimes you're just a random victim. That's life. That is life. He wouldn't even let me finish the story. He screamed out his usual cliches and bellowed. And I know he liked to yell. He got off on it. There was a time, literally, when I was online. My sister wanted me to go to bed, so she went and get some rest. She got my father out of bed to scream and dictate policy to me. I avoided him. He basically, literally said, he knocked on my door to talk to me, and I wouldn't open it. I told him I knew every word he was going to say. I'd heard it all before. No, he still had fun saying it. It wasn't just this case. Finally, I confront the incident on New Year's Eve, the bar. I screamed at my father that it was none of his damn business. He had no right to say anything. So why didn't tell him in the first place? I'm both too old for him to do this anymore. I agreed to stay on because, as long as I was handicapped, and so was my mother now. But you know what? My business was my business. It was none of his business anymore. You no longer have the right to dictate anything. Spend some time with your wife, I told you. I guess this is the day I became a man. No more of this, and I told him to butt out. I stormed out of his room. I knew I'd really done something there and then. It was too much. So much that he ran after me. Chased after me, fleet. Desperate to talk me back into this. I obviously couldn't believe what I'd said to him. I was about to walk outside. I would have gone out of the house. I would have gone to go see, well, this woman I was seeing at the time. I wanted to go to her place just to hide. Maybe just to stay. Maybe to move in. Just no more of this. You know what? I was about to walk out and it was raining outside. Timing. You know something? Life is kind of like that, you know? You ever notice as a kid when you ran away from home? It was always when the weather outside was the worst. It made you come inside. You couldn't even be gone long enough for them to worry. My father begged and pleaded for me to stay, and he said he wanted to talk and that I shouldn't say things like that, no matter what. He said it's true. And he just punished me for being victim. It doesn't matter what the damn what you say anymore. Can't do this. I wonder if you were basically this incompetent, so I'd learn to stop telling you stuff. And I do need to stop telling you things. My business is my business. For weeks after that, he was in a bad mood. The worst. He wanted to break out his same old greatest hits. He wanted to give me whatever. He would come to me and he would pick a fight. And he'd bring everything back to that argument, what I said to him in his room. He did it again and again and again. Funnily enough, every time he had some new retort, then he told me, no. Son, he said to me, you know something? When my mother passed away, and she was the last one, she really held it, she was the last one to go, somebody said to me, you really lost something. Something you can never get back. You'll never replace it. Your parents are the only ones who will love you unconditionally. The only one. And he was right. I don't know if somebody had actually directly said that to him, but it was a nice quote. But I wonder if he was just trying to say that to me. Look, it wasn't that I was ungrateful, really. My parents never really were good at this heart-to-heart stuff. They were never good at it. You don't get to pick who your parents are. It's kind of a... it's all a crapshoot. Just like your health. I needed to... the private special school I went to for troubled cases, they had this program where at the end of the day, with your homework, they'd sent you a little slip telling you how your day, telling the adults how your day at school was. You know what? They told the adults every day, I should have ripped mine up. Remember one time my mother would read those and just scream at me and go off on a tear. Thing is, I should have torn them to shreds, even when they were good, positive. Not a case of, I only show them the good ones. I should never show them anything. Why? There's a reason that at a certain age, when mommy and daddy ask, how was your day at school? You say, fine. the same or mom and dad go take a flying leap off a skyscraper. That's a PG radio version for what most kids would say. There is a reason. Now, your parents love you, but at some point they're not necessarily doing what's right by you. There were times at school, I know, I shouldn't have got as offended as I should have, as I did. I took everything too personally. I had too much energy. Nowadays, I found little tricks for my Tourette's and ADHD. There are these exercise executive stress grips and chewing gum, drinking water. But even then, these things aren't cures. And I didn't necessarily know about all that stuff back then. I still need to learn to try to get along with my parents, but stop telling them everything. You do need to learn how to start calling your own game, testing your own rebellion. You need to basically learn to make your own decisions. But at some point, mommy and daddy aren't helping me anymore. I know my parents made a lot of bad decisions on my behalf, but looking back, I made some bad ones myself. One of those people who basically would try to, can I always say I did what was right, that I knew best? I used to drink. It helped with my whatever. I'm an alcoholic. See, I thought an alcoholic was somebody who basically was always drinking. Who was just drunk, waiting to... An alcoholic is someone who cannot moderate drinking. Who doesn't know when to say when. You know what? I couldn't trust myself. There were times at that daycare, so those other kids, when I should have been assertive and stood my ground. I believe what they told me, or at least I was too afraid to challenge. I didn't know what was what. Wasn't as savvy as I am even today, and I was afraid of getting beat up. I was one of the smaller kids, and because of the ADHD, hypersensitivity, you kind of sort of have to get beat up a lot in your life, so basically you don't even feel it anymore in every possible way. When I was a kid and I first discovered what the internet was all about, capable of, I think we all of us longed for social media. But once again, I haven't had problems on there. There were websites where I contributed a lot of information and some thought too much and said, please stop. Got barred from there too. Where do I belong? Maybe I need to learn how to play ball and moderate. But I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I just plain don't belong. I don't belong anywhere. It's one of the reasons I got into stand-up comedy. Tell my horrors, tell my whatever. Endure. A couple of times, as messed up as it was, I would connect with people on social media and try to get back in touch with them. Some of them just barely remembered me. But some of them didn't want to, you know, spark things back up. I thought maybe I offended or alienated at some point, but then I realized we're not children anymore. We've all become adults, and that means every day getting up and walking the line, walking the tightrope, towing the line and maintaining and what have you. Everybody's busy surviving. I got to do it every day or you can go falling off that line. Never get back up. I was the least social person on the planet. Why was I trying to make friends now? Once again, I was in a basically clique of other autistic people. These guys weren't exactly winners and whatever, but they were autistic. Thought I'd be at home. And I sort of was. But once again, even they had basically proud of my condition. Sometimes I wouldn't stick around for the whole run because my Tourette's would act up. Sometimes I would basically try not to talk, not to walk so much, but even when you're somebody else and you start pacing around, when you start trying to not to speak, And then you can't control, you just start itching. You itch all over. It's unbelievable. I explained what I had. Some of them said, it's too bad, man. But still, to some people, it doesn't matter why you do it, it's that you do it. Why only matters to you. It's not what you meant to do, what was right to, it's what you did. Problem is, sometimes I was so desperate to be accepted, I was accepted by the wrong people. There was this overweight, really trashy girl who was in this house that looked, lived in the house that looked condemned. Now, when we moved out to basically what is my almost native town, it's a very nice neighborhood, but there were some bad people that basically lived nearby. Maybe they're just kidlings, I don't know. They were very trashy people. But the point is, I did run from them. But this overweight, trashy girl, she kind of welcomed me. She seemed kind of fun. She liked me. One time I went over to her house. I had known her from town. She knew who I was, and she welcomed me and whatever. We had a conversation. She was the instigating type, always trying to stir up the pot. I met people like that before. But I thought she liked me. That's all that matters. She and her rest of her clique kept trying to get me to take my pants off in front of them. I was shocked. Now, this is dangerous enough when you think it's harmless, basically, on internet social media, because there's a sextortion scam where they get basically guys, they show footage of a girl on a computer showing her everything, and they get you to do the same. And you know what they do? They basically, how do I put this? They get that footage of you showing, bearing all, and they threaten to put it up all over the net, put up on social media, send it to other people and your friends, Facebook, nudity of you. It's more that some things don't change. They all try to get me to take my pants off in front of them. They want to see everything. I was shocked. Sometimes you think the people who are the wrong people are just going to come out there and prove the wrong people. They're just going to jump you, whatever. But sometimes it's someone you've known a long time. I knew something was messed up about this girl. I mean, she was always trying to get me to do stuff in a way for her. But she basically gave me a bunch of winning bottle caps to tell me to free soda. Dude, it was so hard for me to basically have a real connection with somebody, anybody. I was always at odds with everybody. That God help me. I'm sorry, but you know what? No, I didn't take off my pants for them. But I really followed her. That seemed messed up. Someone you really thought was your friend and whatever. Think about how this happened a lot of my life. And the truth is, kids are kids, people are people. Sometimes they just turn on you. One point, I left that place and swore never to come back. I wished I wasn't so sensitive. For a while, I didn't try to approach any girl, basically, about being treated like that. Why did I befriend her? Well, at first, it was kind of amusing, and she liked me. She liked having her around. That's the thing about trashy girls, dude. They're the ones that put out. They're the ones who are going to be generous when it comes to 30 minutes after the hour here on the program. I can't find you, but we find ourselves. Please, call in. I'm at 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. My whole life, I looked for the answer. I couldn't find it. I'm grateful for this radio show that allows me to vent out this energy and stress and pressure and anxiety. But I don't know. I still wish. I talk into my tape recorder a lot in venting. I've become very basically good at finding other ways to vent the tick out. But you know what? Still no cure. I know I keep dwelling about what a mess my life was, but it's so frustrating when things are this bad. I don't want to be this bad anymore. I don't basically know what to do with my life. There was a time when children really were supposed to go out there and take on the world, make your place in the world as it is now. I guess that's still the case, but things are so bad all over. Because of my condition, it made it impossible for me to get stuff done. You know what's funny? Early on in school, I was really adept at math. But later on, I got so hyperactive, Tourette whatever, that I became bad at it. Jeez, what happened? I couldn't sit still and focus. I was in Chinatown. That's a basically place their size, but almost everybody else seemed to be pretty good at math. Good at artsy stuff, whatever. But this is America. It's not really an art-conscious place. America is the land of the businessman, not the artist. I once basically tried to figure out, with one of those guys who asked, I was too sensitive, but I basically asked what women want. I think every guy does at some point. And then, believe it or not, I had a very friendly face, very unfriendly sense of humor. I said a lot of things that were offensive and grotesque and whatever. And with all the PC stuff going on nowadays, even basically racial kind of stereotyping, prejudice a little bit, is verboten. What happened to Roseanne Barr? That they had me take a sensitivity training seminar at the high school. Why? Well, the school is afraid of a lawsuit. That's how fascism works, dude. It's fascism in the direction. There used to be just a bigotry about basically, you know, sort of ruling, oppressing other races or groups. And now there's sort of a fascism forcing unity down everyone's throat, tiptoeing around everybody. I'm not saying I'm in favor of slurs and bigotry. I mean, good Lord, that stuff divides people. But sometimes all this ungodly pain PC garbage, I've said political correctness, politically correct, I'm not running for office. What happened was they had us basically come into this room and sit in a bunch of folding chairs. And there was a hypnotist. And the hypnotist said, I want everyone to close their eyes. And he counted backwards from 10. Imagine yourself falling into a deep trance, into a deep pool, into a deep sort of sedate. Keep your eyes closed. Now, gentlemen, I want you to look at the world through the eyes of a woman. Imagine yourself as a woman. And then it all made sense. Everything. My only problem was that I understood and felt kind of ashamed for all the years of centuries of oppression. But then I started to see the things that were just plain absurd. I was angry at humanity. I was angry at the way the world was. But sensitivity training. Life wasn't sensitive, was it? Life required one to have, how do I put this, thick, thick calluses. Look back at a lot of stuff I used to do with regret. There were times when I should have spoken up. There were times when I should have said nothing. I didn't know what was what. I think I was too basically afraid of making a judgment. I wanted to make one little trick I could always use. There is no skeleton key. One thing, true story. There were times when I was harassed and I wish I'd have spoken back. I don't know. people, once again, like having me around in really small doses. When I was little, I always thought maybe I would not need other people. Because I don't need to be there for the long haul. So many places I ran from. I always thought it was weird because whenever I went to the arcade, there were mostly children there. The thing is, everybody was kind of friendly there. And the thing is, they seemed to respect me. They weren't bullying and picking or whatever. And I think it's basically simple psychology. When kids see an adult, someone lumbering, towering over them, they're a little bit more respectful. When they're around another child, they show their true nature. It was really embarrassing when I was trying to quit drinking. I actually spent a lot of time at the arcade. That's right, an arcade. Some may wonder, do those things still exist? It's like the video store, dude. That was everybody needed a video membership until, well, everyone started streamlining everything in life. People don't even go to malls anymore. Malls don't even, come on. Everybody buys everything online. I needed to learn how to be social. Connect with the rest of humanity. I don't know. The thing is, I was always the guy who didn't think that could try to make like he didn't need anybody. But, look, I remember hearing that an artist needs to be isolated from society. But one exception to that rule was the stand-up comic. You can't just tell everyone you're supposed to have your finger on the pulse of humanity. I talked about the times that I really have been betrayed even by my closest friends or whatever. And somebody said, well, dude, kids are kids. I mean, they're wild animals. We've all had a moment like that. We've been our closest person, whatever, and they just... Think about all the times that you didn't always do the right thing. I mean, that's the funny thing. You see, nobody is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Yet we all kind of expect it somehow to be perfect anyway. Now think about it. We all kind of expect there to be no problems in life, just to coast. And then I realize that's true. We all complain about everything. We bellyache and gripe. I wanted to be bigger and more built, not because it looked better, not because it looked cooler, but just so I could defend myself if somebody attacked me, which was often. Kids attack each other in general, but, you know. We often want to go back to being children because, well, now we know what to do. Not just that. Now we know what to say. We'd have more fun. What am I going to do at this point? As far as social media is concerned, I guess I could just mind my manners a little bit. Even when you're online, you have to be mannerly. There are a lot of trolls. I was never a troll. I was just a guy who... Maybe I just made myself too much at home. I don't know. I'm of the mind, the coronavirus, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just like the greenhouse effect or when the Ice Age first came out. The Ice Age is what killed the dinosaurs, it's believed. The climate just changed. Earth froze over. And they were around there for 65 million years. Maybe, just maybe, nature was saying that's enough. The cockroach has been around since, you know, because so they seem to have all the advantages. You can understand how that creature would just keep on enduring. You know, the cockroach, but dude, come on, even the cockroach someday is eventually going to go extinct. Nothing is permanent. We're all just passing through. They say you should just try to enjoy your life. But every time I do, there's just something about this that just isn't right. We got in trouble. I don't know. When I was a kid, I didn't understand why people basically smoked and drank, but I guess I do now. Not everybody wants to live to a ripe old age. I know people who smoke and drink. Met a resolution not to drink anymore. Can't say when. I also got into trouble when I drank. I didn't like going to bars because everything is so marked up. You understand why you're paying to hang around there and indulge yourself while you're all drunk. A couple times I had some fun while I was just drunk out there and whatever, but I also got in trouble. I guess it's not such a big deal. I guess I just keep kind of wondering, when and how is it all going to work out for me? Is there a trick? I've got so many problems, I don't know where to begin. I don't want to have all these problems. Yeah, I know. Who does? But no, really, I got too many to list. Obsessed over the wrong things. And I talk too much. And I can't stop talking when I want to stop talking, whatever. I can't. And there's so much energy, I start getting up and moving around. Cute when you're a kid. I wish I just had more fun with the other kids wrestling. And I wish, you know, when kids want to wrestle around and play and touch, I reacted too much. I cry because I was touched. I wish I wasn't like that. I wish I had more of a pain intolerance. Which has more assertive. And I wish there was something different. My life has gone so wrong for so long that basically I've been afraid to even try anymore. I wonder why I'm like this. Because there's only so many people on the planet that some of them just, nature is weeding itself out. The natural order. That's what I believe. There are some problems I don't have. I started hanging around the arcade so much. There were mostly kids in there, at least for the time being. They once wondered my intentions. Is this guy a predator? No, he's no predator. He's some sad, sad man. He's a little kid who won't grow up. God, you always think, maybe when I'm a little bit old, I can do whatever I wanted. Bro, the peer pressure still exists, even when you're not in school. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if what I could do. I often wish I was just somebody else, anybody else. Someone who didn't have all these afflictions. And I think my life would go well. Feeling better already. You know why? Because I've been on this airwave talking about all my crap. I was talking about it, and now I feel better. It's 45 minutes after the hour here on the program. I can't find you, but we find ourselves. Call in. Tell me what you think about all this. I'm at 515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. I was a finicky eater as a child, too. Thankfully, I've expanded my repertoire quite a bit, but I'm telling you, back then, it was really bad. Too strong a smell, look weird, whatever. I had this applesauce, and I got these little wooden spoons. I wouldn't eat it because I could taste the flavor of the wood. It's like sucking on a tongue compressor. I was so hypersensitive with everything. I should have eaten more. I should have done more. What will we do in life for another chance? I think that's another reason we have kids. Because this time we do all the things right. But some people tell me, well, it's not so bad. It may not seem that bad, it was worse, but it's always better. Dude, come on. I'm of a certain age right now, and I'm still with my family because I'm handicapped, and so is she. Basically, there's no jobs left, almost period. Almost nothing for me to do because of how I'm so damaged, I can't maintain anything. I wonder why I exist. bad as things were, used to be, what if that was as good as it's going to get? Thing is, I used to swear a lot more than I do now. Kids find it a way of, we want to say those forbidden words. It makes us sound tougher. It makes us feel older, more powerful. Once again, it's a Tourette tic. That's the most famous Tourette tic of all. You think you swear a lot. There's that. Sometimes you just basically say any word you heard recently and it gets caught in your head. My grandmother washed my mouth out with soap when I was cursing around her. It didn't work at all. And the words aren't physically dirty. You wonder why any culture did that. People used to do the dumbest things because they didn't know any better. Good thing for the internet. I sometimes find myself looking at the same old stuff. I know part of it's my autism, but at the same time, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, I don't know, I try to do something and it doesn't work. I go out there in the world and something goes wrong, and it's just easier to retreat back to this safe little nothing. I often think about times when I left when I was betrayed. Even your closest personal friends will let you down from time to time. They won't let you on the turnaround and bite you. But it's not as if I always did what I was supposed to do. I say the same old thing, if only I knew then what I know now. But then somebody else points out, if you didn't go through all this, how would you know? Think about what I'm going to do. I guess try to be the person you want to be every single day. Accomplish. Before you try to reach for the brass ring, before you can start reaching up for the gold. Decide what you need. Do what needs to be done. Do what's right. Second most figure out what it is. Cass said you have to sing your own song even if no one else sings along. They got in so much trouble doing that. It feels good now to let all this out. I've always had this fantasy about being the underdog who turns everything around, who just kind of makes it all work. At the end, who just that ugly duckling that emerged, a swan. It's better than it being the other way around. For those that basically have everything seemingly life and gentlemen, and then they peak. I don't know. Maybe it would help if I worked on it all the time. What to do. Okay, I guess then I can start by doing a few chores around the house before I go to bed. I know it's late, but sometimes it's never too late for chores. Chores. A little kindness to my parents without actually telling them what's going on with me. I'm trying to reach towards bigger and better things. It's all a possibility. People seem to be reaching for the brass ring now more than ever. Maybe I could do the same. That's what this radio show's about. Honestly. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.